This is episode 100 of the Flip Empire Show with Alex Pardo.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Prepare to dive into the minds of real estate's heavy hitters and gain the cutting-edge expertise you need to scale and grow your real estate empire. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
What's up? Hey, I'm excited. If you can't tell, this is the 100th episode of the Flip Empire Show. And if you don't share my enthusiasm, it's cool. Hopefully you can kind of jump on the bandwagon here, because for me, this is kind of a mini milestone. I recall back, about a year ago, I was really debating heavily as to, did I want to launch a podcast? Because, you know, if you're not familiar with what it takes to produce a podcast show and make it successful, there's a lot of work that goes into it. And I'm fortunate that I have the help of a lot of good people around me that have made this possible. I have a lot of close friends in the industry, mentors, coaches that I've heavily relied on. And that led me to the decision of launching a podcast in June of 2016. So it's been almost a year, you know, a couple months shy or a month and a half shy of the 1 year anniversary of the Flip Empire Show. And I've learned so much about podcasting. I've learned so much about myself. I've learned so much about my business. I've built great relationships as a result of launching this podcast. But more importantly, I want to make this 100th episode and this show about you. You know, I've mentioned this in the past, and I'm going to continue to highlight it, and it's not bullshit. And I hope that, you know, my sincerity is coming through, you know, on the other end of the phone here, or of your headset. But I really did this because of you. I didn't have an ulterior motive in mind. Contribution, you know, if you like Tony Robbins, or if you follow him, or you kind of understand his philosophy, he talks about the six human needs, and contribution is one of those. And that's definitely a big one for me. I've always felt compelled to want to add value to people's lives, to help them however I can. And I know that I'm not operating at the level that I should be in terms of making the biggest impact I can. And so when I kind of rewind the clock about a year or so ago, as I was really debating, do I want to put forth the effort, the time, energy, the money, the resources that it takes to launch a podcast and do it the right way? Like, not half-ass anything, because that's not really my style, but if I'm going to commit to doing it, do it right. What's my why? You know, and when I really think about it, yes, there have been opportunities to monetize the podcast, and that's always great because I've been able to help people and make money at the same time, which is always a good thing. But contribution was at the top of that list, is how can I reach as many people as possible, taking into account, you know, time, right? There's only 24 hours in a day. You know, I have a business that I'm running. I have a family that's growing, and they're my priority. And, but how can I fulfill my need of contribution, and help and share with people, not only what's working in my business, but what's also not working in the business. And so I made the commitment to do two shows a week of the podcast. And so this is the reason I'm so excited that I'm 100 episodes in. And not only that, I'm more excited about the feedback I've received over the course of the last 10, 11 months. I feel like I'm succeeding in terms of making that positive impact that I wanted to make on people. And I know I have a long way to go. And I know, you know, with your help, spreading the word, leaving positive reviews in iTunes, I'm going to be able to reach more people. And again, that continues to be my goal. And yes, opportunities will come from it. I'm very open to that, and I'm very grateful for it. But that's a byproduct of, I think, me being able to add value and help people. And you know, like I've talked about in the past, is I'm always looking for ways to improve the show. I don't want to get complacent. That's something I spoke about a few episodes back. I don't want the show, yes, it follows a certain format and a certain routine, but I want to kind of be on the cutting edge of not having this be just another real estate investing podcast. There's a lot of great content out there. And so one of the things I'm always looking to do is, how do I kind of What's my unique selling proposition here with the Flip Empire Show? How can I deliver what you need that's working in today's market? And that's part of the reason I decided on the format of having a masterclass on Mondays where I pick the brain of somebody who's just killing it in their market. And then I do the Q&A show on Thursdays where I kind of pick a question or I do a deep dive on one specific topic or area of the business. And I'm happy with that format, but I don't want to get, too complacent with that. And I want to deliver what you're looking for. So I'm always looking for feedback, whether it's positive or otherwise. So I want to encourage you to continue to let me know what you like, what you don't like, so that I can over deliver here, really. And, as I look back, I want to kind of pivot a little bit and talk about something that I've been guilty of in the past that I've seen students I've worked with and just people I've connected with is, you know, as entrepreneurs, as business owners, as real estate investors, we want, what's that saying? Slow penny, fast nickel, or we want the fast, I forget what the saying is, but what I'm trying to say is, we need to learn as entrepreneurs how to enjoy the journey as much as the destination. You know, we all want to click, you know, or hit the fast forward button and get to where we're trying to go, right? We want to accomplish our goal. But think about this. Let's say there was a fast forward button in life and you can just click the fast forward and you can get to where you want. Great. You've accomplished your goal, but now what? Right, you just skipped everything that you had to endure to make you the type of person that can accomplish that goal, whatever that goal is, whether it's a financial goal, a personal goal, a health goal, you know, a spiritual goal. It doesn't matter what it is. If you were able to click the fast forward button, why would you? You know, because you would have bypassed all the hard times and all the different challenges and obstacles that you would have had to have overcome to be the type of person to achieve that goal. And so I want you to think about that. And hopefully, you know, that gives you some perspective and it resonates with you because you need to learn how to appreciate the journey, even more than the destination, because the journey is the what shapes you into becoming the type of person that you probably want to become. And when I say, you know, you might be thinking to yourself, well, how the hell do you know what type of person I want to become? Well, here's what I'll share with you. I'm very clear about my audience and the person that's listening to this right here. And there's a pretty damn good chance that we share a similar mindset. And there's probably a chance that you also share that human need of contribution. And you might not, and that's perfectly fine, but I'm a big believer of the law of attraction. And I believe that I've attracted the type of audience and the type of listener that shares my mindset. Maybe not 100%, but, you know, we're go-getters. You're listening to the show, obviously, because you want something out of your business. You want better results. You're into personal development, as am I. And so, I have no agenda here. I'm not looking at anything I've written out. I just kind of wanted to freestyle and go and share my thoughts with you and make it as authentic and sincere as possible, because I'm really grateful that, you know, I have the people that I have in my life, coaches, mentors, friends, a lot of people I've had on the show, you know, on the masterclass. I've built just great relationships with them, and I think I've gotten as much out of the show, if not more, than maybe what you've gotten if you've been a listener for a while. And if you're fairly new to the show, I want to thank you again, because this show is for you, and I do it to just try to help and have a positive impact on your life. And so I'm sorry if you're disappointed that I'm not talking about a strategy, a technique, something in the business that can help you. I think there's going to be plenty of that to come. There's plenty of that we've discussed on previous episodes. Again, I wanted to just focus this 100th episode on you and share with you kind of my thoughts, you know, the gratitude that I'm feeling. And I'm not planning on stopping anytime soon. Yes, this is a lot of work. It does take time to sit here in front of a mic and record my thoughts, schedule interviews, have the podcast show produced. And there's a lot behind that. And, you know, it's monetizing it is not the main goal here. It really isn't. As you guys have seen on the Flip Empire show, I do offer coaching for the right individual, but I don't have this full-blown coaching program that I'm focused on launching and having all these students, you know, and yes, there is some affiliate income that is earned as a result of this, but it pales in comparison to what I get. I think the pleasure and the joy I get of just hopping on here and sharing with you what's working in my business, bringing other experts on and sharing with you what's working in their business, giving you just kind of the cold hard facts, you know, my thoughts as to what's going on, like I'm doing right now. And for me, that's worth it. As long as I know that I'm contributing and that I'm helping, I'm going to continue to hop on this mic and share my thoughts with you. And so again, I want to thank you. I hope that, you know, if you're new, I hope that you'll turn into a loyal listener. I hope that you'll share this with family and friends. If you've, you know, and if you've been on for a while, again, I owe you a big debt of gratitude for sticking with me, because, you know, I know it takes time to, even if you're at the gym or you're walking, you're cleaning the house, whatever you're doing, you're working, to have me on in the background, listening to my voice, share with you, you know, talk about the real estate business, talk about some personal things. I think it's just cool that, that I can, you know, that you allow me to kind of step into your mind and talk to you here through this platform called the podcast. So anyways, enough of me ranting. Again, I have no agenda or I'm just kind of going off the cuff here, and I don't want to drag this out. I wanted to say thank you. 100 episodes in, I think it's a mini milestone. I'll continue to celebrate these century marks. And that's pretty much it. Again, if I want to hear from you, if there's anything in particular you want me to cover on a future show, any experts you want me to bring on, if you have any format suggestions, I'd love to, you know, I'm open ears. Anything you have, you can go to flipempire.com, click on the Ask Alex link, or you can just shoot me an email, alex@flipempire.com. And, you know, right now I'm not accepting any coaching students, but if you'd really like to work with me and you think maybe it's just a matter of timing, if you're the right fit, you can always go to flipempire.com/coaching and schedule a strategy session there. And other than that, I wish you the best. Again, I think the biggest takeaway here is, number one, I wanted you to know how thankful and grateful I am for you. And number two, learn to enjoy the journey more than the destination. Remember, it's about who you become as a person. It's about what you learn in the process, the relationships you build. That's what shapes you into the type of person that you're destined to become. Having achieved the goal and getting to the destination is fulfilling, and it's great to enjoy the fruits of your labor. But again, that's, to me, I've learned that that's almost secondary, you know? And that might sound like BS, because again, you know, especially if it's a financial goal, you want something that you think money can do for you, or that money can do for you. And that's awesome. I don't want to discourage that in any way, shape, or form, but it's when you've gone through certain things to become the type of person that you're becoming, no one can take that away from you. And you have that knowledge, you have that experience, you have that mindset to go out and accomplish anything, whatever the next goal is, or whatever the next big thing that you want to tackle is. So anyways, hopefully you've enjoyed that. And I look forward to catching you on the next Q&A show. And then I have my man, my boy, Mr. Chris Chico, hopping on for episode 102. We talked about a really, really cool area that I think is going to have a big impact in your business that you may or may not be doing. Chances are most of you are not. So make sure that you tune into episode 101 and then episode 102 coming up with Chris Chico. Talk to you soon. Take care.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text Empire to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.